Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Vav Omad Aleph in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we're finishing up Emir Tzashem Simin Tof Lamed Gimel, which dealt with the laws of Bedikas Chametz, and we're going to begin Tof Lamed Dalet. So the Mechaber, on the very last line of Hey Amud Beis in Sif Yud, tells us, Bote Chnesios Ubote Medrashos, shuls and base medrashes, Tzrichin Bedika, also require Bedika, even though they're not owned by an individual, but there is a requirement to do Bedika on them. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Gimel, you do this Bedika, Belel Yadalid Loharner, just like a person's house has to be Nivdak at that time, on the night of the 14th, with a candle, so too, the shuls and the Bet Midrashos need to be checked as well. And he says, who is obligated to do so? He brings down from the Chok Yaakov and other Achronim, Hashamoshim Eina Nisharim Livdok Balayla, El Mechabdim Heite Bayom. He says, to our detriment, unfortunately, the Shamoshim are not doing this. They do it during the day. They check during the day. Below Yofahem Osim. It's not enough to do it during the day. They have to do it at night. V'tzorech Lazhiram, and the community has to warn them, the Rav has to warn them, Alkach Sheikaimu Mitzvahs Chachomim Tikuna. They should do the mitzvah properly, which is the Chazal set up, that you have to check the shuls and the Bati Medrashos as well. The issue footnote number 36 brings down that it appears from here, Shasha Moshim Heim Shechayovim Livdok is Bate Knesios or Bate Medrashos. You can see from here that it's the obligation of the people in charge, the administration, the Shamish over here, has the obligation to make sure that the Bedika is done. And this is such a chiyuv, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, V'yecholim Levarech al Bedika Zu. This is a real live requirement. And therefore, the issue footnote number 37, he brings down, Shemamokum Sheish Chashash Shem Yovo Li Ochlo. In any situation where there is a concern that you find Chometz on Pesach, you may come to eat it. Afal Pish Ein Chashash Shem Lo Bitlu Belev Sholem. Even though there is no concern over here that there wasn't a complete bitl, nevertheless, Chiyav HaBedika Hu B'Torah Zvadeh. There is an obligation from the Torah to do a Bedika over here. Because if this was only a Safek Bedika requirement, then you wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha over here. So from the fact that we make a bracha over here, we obviously see that you're required to do so midaraisa. Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, Avol ein tzrichim levatel achar bedika, but there is no requirement for the shamish to do a bittel after the bedika, because, after all, it's not his chametz, and it won't work to do a bittel. Lefish enim yicholim levatel lahavkir chometz she'enu shelem. They can't go and be mevatel something and make it hefker if it doesn't belong to them. Now, the im avar v'lo bodak habotei kneisios v'botei medrashos b'lo yudalad. If nobody did this, so yochol lebodkum lechatchila b'yom yudalad lior hayom. Then the shamish can come in the following morning, on the morning of yudalad, and do the bedika then. Ve'in tzorech livdok lior haner. You don't have to use a candle in that situation, because shuls and botei medrashos are different than a house. Lefisha derech laharbos v'em chalonos v'yeshem or gedola. Because they tend to have a lot of windows. There's an idea brought down from the practice of Daniel, that he davened by the window, and that's how he was found out to be davening after they decreed that nobody should be davening to anybody other than Nebuchadnezzar, and therefore he would end up being thrown into the den of lions, the famous story of Daniel and the lion's den, and therefore Amina gets to have at least 12 windows in the shul for various reasons. So therefore, shuls and batei medrashos have a lot of light, and therefore, dinam kidin achsadra should is bar besif aleph. Therefore, they have the same halachic status as an achsadra, which we explained was an open area, either open on one side or open on all four sides, and there's plenty of sunlight coming in there, and therefore, a bedika can be done by the light of the day. However, okay, l'vimashu kasanu leil besif cotton zayin, dimyeh zuchuchis b'chalonos, but we said if there was some non-transparent window that had glass in it that wasn't easily allowing the light to come in, shuv afilu neged achalon mamash einu din chasadra. Then, even right by the window, it's not a din of achasadra, and then you have to use a candle. Imkein hochanami, b'inan shkibot kibiyom le'or hachama yiftach achalonos. Therefore, if you want to rely upon the sunlight, you have to make sure the windows are either clear, as we pointed out in some of the Deir Shu footnotes there, or open up the window so that the light can come in adequately. Now we go to the final sif in this beautiful simon, sif yud aleph. Hamachabed chedro b'yud gimel b'nissan. If somebody goes and cleans his house out, machabed here means he cleans it out, he sweeps it out, all on yud gimel. It tells us a lot that they were able to go and clean their entire small little one-room house with a single day's worth of cleaning. Baruch Hashem, we live in a different time, and I don't think that most people would be able to clean even a small apartment, and certainly not a house, with a single day's cleaning. In any event, HaMechabed Chedro B'Yud Gimel B'Nisan If somebody does the cleaning out of his house on Yud Gimel, Umechavi livdo ke chametz ulavaro, and while he's doing this, his intention is, I'm searching for chametz, and I will burn any chametz that I will find. V'nizor, and he's very careful, shelo lahachnis shom od chametz, and after he's done cleaning each room, he doesn't bring in any chametz, he's certain he's careful not to. Nevertheless, even though the person did a really good cleaning on Yud Gimel, afal pi kein sorach livdok below Yud Dalet. B'chabe tells us, you still have to do another bedika that night of Yud Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if Karton Mem Dalet wrote Shalom, and B'chabe is telling us over here, lo mi boye b'stam shein ches kosu miskabed. We don't take the default position and assume that it's clean. Here we're talking about where the guy really cleaned it, and he had kavana, el afilu m'chavi l'shem bedika, and he was doing this l'shem mitzvahs bedikas chometz, gam kin lo mahani. It's not enough that he did it on Yud Gimel, he still has to go check again at Yud Dalet at night. That's what the Mishnah says in Sivkot Mem. Hey, Shakibud Eino Bedika Gemura. Just the sweeping up of the house, that's not considered a full-fledged Bedika. Because Shemon Nishtaya Chomitz Bezaguma. Because when you're sweeping, you're not really checking all the holes and the crevices. And maybe there's a little hole in the ground over there. They are dirt floors that a piece of bread fell into. And even, Vafilu in Badak Lior Haner, Bechorin Ristokin. And even if you checked with a candle into these little cracks and crevices, you still nevertheless have to do a bedika like all the other Jewish people that night, early Yud Dalet, after Tzeisah Kochavim, on the night of Yud Dalet. Shelo lechalek bein bedika lebedika. So we shouldn't distinguish between some people doing bedika here and some people doing a bedika there. And all of this, the Mishnah Berurah says, kozim isbara mitoch divrei Trumas HaDeshen b'shem Mordechai. This all comes to us based upon the Trumas HaDeshen's understanding of the Mordechai. And what we already learned previously, we previously learned that you shouldn't rely upon doing the bedika during the daytime, even if you went and did the bedika with the candle, is because shaner in omer bayom kokakamo b'layla, because the candlelight is going to be relatively ineffective during the daytime as opposed to at night when it can be very, very effective because there's no other light around. The issue footnote number 38 has a very important halacha. He says, nowadays that we do the bedika so well, we clean our houses for weeks, and they're really spick and span. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Ein chova lefashvesh b'shasa bedika b'chol mekomos. One does not have to go and look into every single potential place where there could be chometz, every closet, every drawer. You don't have to go and do that. Because shekvar asu kein, kishiniku b'yom m'shekodim Pesach. He says, it's all been done already. And therefore, what is the chiv of the bedika today? Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, it's also the opinion of Yashiv, chovas habedika bizmanenu, the obligation today to do a bedika is ledakdeg, to be careful, ulivchon, to check, b'chol makomos, im ochein nikui osam heitev, to make sure that they all were cleaned properly. So you can go around and just verify that all of the cleaning has been done appropriately. That's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karo Lishlita disagrees. He says, even nowadays, av bizmanenu, it's not enough to go and make sure that everything has been cleaned. Elo yesh l'stakel b'chol makomos. You actually have to look. You don't have to clean then, but you have to look to make sure that no place in your house has chametz. Now, we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'chol odom, tzorech l'chabed chadorav kodem abdika. Every person, he brings this down from the Mordechai, from the Gemara Pesachim, every person must be mechabed, he must clean his chadarim before he does the bedika. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Vav, the low mivdak shapir below kibbut, just checking isn't really going to do anything. You have to clean it, you have to sweep it, you have to vacuum it, and remove all the chametz, and then your bedika will be effective. And he says, haminog lechabed kol habayis v'chadarim yom Yud Gimel. They were able to go and clean their entire houses with just the day of Yud Gimel, to sweep up all their rooms in their house, their one room in their house. So they could do the bedika immediately at the start of the night of the 14th. For us, Baruch Hashem, we've been blessed. We have bigger apartments, bigger houses, and you can't just do an entire thorough cleaning of your house usually in just one day. So we start earlier, and we make sure that by the time you do the bedika, the house is clean. We've already learned. And he says, what should you do? B'shas ha-bedika. During the bedika, haminog litol notzos, he says, we take feathers. That's the minog to have a feather as part of the bedika chometz kit, and you go and sweep up the little cracks and crevices over here from any remaining chometz. Ligro mishama chometz imanotza, and you take the chometz out with the feather, and the minog is then you burn all the chometz and the feather when you do the bir chometz the following morning. The Rama adds over here from the Mari vial, and he says, Vakisim obote yad shel begodim, your pockets, or they used to have some sort of a container in their sleeves that they would carry stuff. Sometimes today people put their cell phone in some sort of a pocket in their sleeve, whatever it is. The places where you might have stored chametz on your clothing, shenos them lefamim chametz. Sometimes you put chametz in them. Also, tzrichim bedika. You must check them out as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains this of Sifkat Mem Zayin. The afilu hu omer. Even if the person says, no, bari li shelo nitan bohem chametz. I never put chametz in my pockets. I am certain there is no chametz in my pockets. That's not correct. The milso de lo rami alehu velava daite. Because it's not something that a person can be necessarily so certain about, and therefore it's not something that he's constantly observing and can state with certainty. And therefore one should do a bedika there as well. Then he adds, Va'olam noagim rak linayir hakisim b'shas habir. The minog is that you just shake out your pockets during the time of the beer. V'nochon livdok osam b'shas habdika. But you should check them during the bedika. U'mikol makom, nevertheless, tzorich lachzor lanarom b'shas habir. Even if you check them during the bedika, you should go and shake them out during the time of the beer. Because it's very possible, shemachoz habiknis b'em mechametz sh'och halachar bedika. Because that night you had supper, the following morning you had breakfast, you may have put something back into your pockets again. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Sivkat Memches, Dein Mishalo Ubei Mishal Hatinoko Shibabayis. The person has the obligation to clean up the house over here, clean out his pockets. That's whether it's his own or whether it's that of his children as well. And the issue footnote number 39 adds, Ula Inyam Imsorach Lebodkam Leoranir. Do you have to go clean your pockets out via candlelight? So then Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, it's enough just to feel inside your pocket, invert the pocket. And this is all the opinion of Rav Ozer Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi. And he writes, it's very dangerous. It's difficult to go and take a candle and check out your pockets. And therefore, he says, it's perfectly acceptable over here to go and do this bedika in the way that we mentioned via inverting the pockets and feeling. Any way that will work, works. However, on the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita again disagrees, and he says, you can't just rely upon Mishush by feeling inside over there. And he says, however, since it's difficult to do with a candle, do it by the light of the day, and that would be adequate as well. With this, we conclude Simen Tof Lamed Gimel, and we begin Simen Tof Lamed Dalid, Dinim HaNohagim Tekef Achar Bdika. How should one conduct himself immediately after he finishes the Bdika Schametz? The Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Achar abdika, after you finish doing your bedikas chametz, ye nizar b'chametz shemeshayer, you should be very careful with the leftover chametz that you're still planning to have that night for supper, because you're not supposed to eat before the bedikas, so you're going to still eat supper, and you're going to have breakfast the next day. So any chametz that you have left around, you should be very, very careful, plus any chametz that you found during the bedika that you're going to burn, any chametz that you still have left, you'd be very careful, hatsnio, to put it away carefully, to hide it, k'dei shelo yitzarech bedika acheres, in that you shouldn't have animals coming and taking it away, and therefore you're going to have to do another bedika. For example, kagon im yitlenu achbar b'fonav, if a mouse with the gum and take the chametz away from you, so then your whole bedika is shot. You have to go do another bedika. Oh, im yechser lachmo, if you left over some bread and you can't find it, kagon sheniach esek yikoros, you left over 10 pieces of bread, and v'yimotze teisha, now you only have 9. So then you're stuck and you have to do another bedika. However, I will bestam, but the default position would be, however, she'eno yodeya im chasim imenu im lav, lo. If you don't know, there's anything missing or is anything not missing over here, you can assume that nothing is missing. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Aleph, v'hu adin, the same halacha applies over here, b'shas ha-bedika, during the bedika itself, yetzniyah chametz shirotz lecho, you should put it on the side, any chametz that you still want to eat, because the yesh lachush t'lachar yeshehish l'mavdok zoves achas, v'yelich l'chdov zoves acheres, because while you're checking one corner, and then you're going to check the other corner, yitolach b'lofenenu, v'yigrenu l'zoves shekvar bodach, the achbar is going to come, take the chametz that you put on the side, and he's going to bring it to that crevice, or that corner that you've already checked. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis tells us, anything you left behind to eat, lachiloso, for your personal meal that night for supper or for breakfast. And likewise, u'adin ha-chamit, shemotze b'didikaso, u'minicho k'dei levar l'mocho. And as I pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, any chametz that you have, that you found during your bedika, that you're going to burn tomorrow. And he says, va'olam ein matzniyim, the welt has the custom not to hide away, elo ha-chamit, shemotzim b'shas ha-bedika. They only put carefully away the chametz that they're going to burn tomorrow morning that they found during the bedika. Avol shar chametz ain't his harm behen. But the rest of the chametz that they're planning on eating that night and the next day, they're not careful about. Omelichim on of ana. And they move it all about. Lo shapar of the. He says that's a big mistake. They shouldn't do that. It's very dangerous. And in fact, in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Dalet, Chofetz Chaim brings down the Chayodim, and he writes, "Debaofen zeh lo yoil lo bedikaso. Your bedika won't work in that situation over here." And the reasoning is because in this situation, the ayideh zeh shuv ein shom bedika klal. Since you're not careful over here to make sure that the chametz hasn't traveled all over the place again, maybe an animal moved it, maybe your kids moved it, so therefore that's not cool that you did a bedikah. It means that you did a bedikah, but then you subsequently undid your bedikah by not being careful. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel tells us, when we call makom, nevertheless, ain't tzarich levarech shenis al bedikazu. If you have to do another bedikah, you don't make another bracha. V'im bodak, and if you did check v'lo mitzo, and you didn't find the piece that you're missing, tzarich levatel pamacheres, then do another bitl over here. Because the zeh chame shagor achbar achar bedikah, because that piece of bread that the achbar took after the bedikah, lo yo b'chal abitl, that wasn't included in your bitl, because that was being planned to be burned tomorrow. So you didn't include it in your bitl. Shari shir oso l'macholo, you either left that to burn tomorrow, or you left it for your supper. Either for your supper tonight or to burn it tomorrow. And this Dirshu footnote of 1 tells us the reason we do this over here is because we bedavka want to burn chametz that we own. So we are bedavka not mevatel the chametz that we're planning on burning. And therefore, here you weren't planning on having that piece of chametz that was out there that the achbar took in your bittel. So now when you can't find it, you have to make a new bittel. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschel Imit Lenu Achbar Befonav says that we can't assume that maybe the achbar ate it, because that's only a suffik, and a suffik cannot remove a vadei chametz. We know that there's a piece of bread over there. Maybe the achbar ate it, maybe he didn't. So therefore, the suffik situation, maybe it's not there anymore, he ate it, doesn't apply to remove the vadei that there was chametz over there. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im kof olov kli v'lo mitzo. If you had the chametz that you were preserving for supper or for breakfast or that you were going to burn, and you put a kli on top of it, and then, lo and behold, it's not underneath the kli, so eino tzarech levdok. Then you don't have to do another bedikah. Why? Because we assume, shavadei odem nogol, somebody took it, your kid saw it, took it and he ate it. The neighbor came by and said, oh, there's a piece of candy, it's chametz, I'm going to eat it. And therefore, lekach, therefore, one should be careful, the Mechaber tells us, yichbol of kli, one should put either a kli on top of the chametz, or oyitlenu ba'avir, or hang it up someplace high, or oyanichena b'tevo, to put in some sort of a chest, a makum she'en achbo yochalobo. We have to make sure over here that we do it in a way that no mouse or other animal will be able to go and take it. The Chofetz Chaim over here in the Bir Halacha, oyanichena b'tevo, says that we now can answer up the statement, the question that the Ber Hetev had in Oz Dalet over here, where the Ber Hetev brings out from Choshe Mishpat, Simen Reish Sadi Aleph, where the Ramah says, the Teva Chatura Eitzel Achbarim, that the mice can get underneath a chest and dig out a tunnel over there and remove the chametz. How does it help us to put a Teva on top of it? So the Chofetz Chaim says, no, that's not a problem. That's why the Mechaber concludes over here, Mokom She'en Achbar Yocholobo. We're talking here specifically about putting it in a place that the Achbar cannot come and take it, and therefore that excludes that a place that an Achbar normally could come and tunnel under it. So we're specifically saying over here, put it in a place where an Achbar won't come and take it, and this way is no stira. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet adds, V'davko bihiniach b'mokom gavoa. Likewise, we have to be concerned not only for an achbar, but you have to make sure that your 5-year-old can't reach it as well. So you have to put it in a place that your younger children will not be able to reach. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes the Sifkat. Hey, v'litein chametz b'chli ulechasoso osur. To put the chametz into a kli and then cover up the kli is not allowed. Why? Because various creatures will be able to topple off the lid of the kli. But when you put a kli on top of it, that's too heavy. He brings out from the Magen Avraham and other Achronim that will be an effective way to prevent an animal from getting it, and therefore there will be no concern over here that the chametz will be all around the house. With that, we conclude today's shiur.